This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin read by Sandeepan Chakravarti. Governor of Sikkim, Om Prakash Mathur, paid a courtesy visit to President of India, Draupadi Murmu, at Rashtrapati Bhavan, New Delhi yesterday. Mr. Mathur briefed the President about various ongoing development works in welfare efforts that has been done in Sikkim. The Governor also presented a coffee table book titled Utkarsh Yatra to the President. The book highlights various initiatives undertaken by Raj Bhavan under the guidance of the Governor after assuming the office as 18th Governor of Sikkim. The Indian Council of Agricultural Research, Agricultural Technology Application Research Institute, UMIAM, yesterday celebrated its 9th Foundation Day at its headquarters in UMIAM, Meghalaya. The event was graced by the Minister of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare, Dr. M. M. Parin Lingdor, who commended the remarkable role of KVKs in promoting sustainable agriculture by leveraging modern technology and farmer-friendly practices. During her visit, the Minister also toured a well-curated exhibition showcasing innovations and achievements by Krishi Vigyan Kendras from across the northeastern states. The event also saw the presentation of awards in various categories, including the Best VKSA Performer, KVK, Best KVK Professional Statewise, and other excellence recognitions in agricultural extension services. Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad Sangma has expressed concern over the recent notification on travel advisor by United States stating that he would be meeting the U.S. Ambassador and through the Ministry of External Affairs and the Ministry of Home Affairs to inform them that the notification issued is completely incorrect. He said efforts would be made to urge the U.S. Embassy to revise the notification. Sangma expressed hope that with proper explanation and coordinated support from the MEA, the issue could be resolved and the inaccurate notification be rectified. Meghalaya police has sent all burnt evidence related to the suspected murder case to a central forensic laboratory in Indore for further examination, informed East Khasi Hills Superintendent of Police S.B. Vivek C.M. CM said that the three persons arrested in connection with the case have been found culpable for attempting to destroy crucial evidence. The superintendent of police stated that they are being brought to Shillong on a transit remand for further investigation. Responding to demands from the family of Raja Raghuvanshi for conducting a narco analysis test on the accused, CM said that such a test is unnecessary since there is already sufficient evidence and the accused have confessed to their involvement in the crime. A critical medical procedure was successfully performed for the first time in Northeast India at Nagrim's Shillong, offering hope to a critically ill young woman. The woman was suffering from a rare complication known as stump blowout, characterized by widespread lung infection and life-threatening pneumonia due to reopening of a surgically closed airway following a lung resection surgery in 2019. The procedure was performed by a multidisciplinary team of doctors from Nagrim's. Director Nagrim's, Professor Nalin Mehta, lauded the team for their innovative approach and added that this underlined the eminence of Nagrim's in providing advanced healthcare in the region. Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad Sangma yesterday handed over 39.17 crore rupees to 26 sports associations in Meghalaya to bolster their preparations for the National Games 2027. The funding is intended to directly support associations in procuring quality equipment, providing training facilities and enhancing readiness to perform better on the national stage. The Chief Minister urged all associations to use the funds judiciously to ensure athletes are fully equipped and prepared. He underlined the shift in strategy, highlighting the importance of building trust with local sports bodies. This initiative is a part of a larger investment pushed by the state government, which is channeling over 1,900 crore rupees into building world-class sports infrastructure across Meghalaya. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.